Of course, it will take more than a few lectures to address centuries-old disparities in medical care, particularly because systemic racism has so many tendrils. It's not enough to train physicians on implicit bias and cultural sensitivity when Black and Hispanic Americans' health suffers because of effects of poverty and segregation built up over centuries, or when many people from these communities can't afford to become doctors themselves, perpetuating cycles of mistrust in a heavily white medical system. At most medical schools, the student body looks a lot like the faculty. Together, Black and Hispanic students make up less than 15% of the national medical student population during the 2019-2020 school year, AAMC data show. People who identified as American Indian, Alaska Native, made up just 0.2%. Wealth disparities go a long way toward explaining why medical school tuition and fees can easily top $60,000 per year, and the average new doctor graduates with about $200,000 in debt, according to AAMC data. Before the pandemic, a small but growing group of schools were trying out a way to fix that, offering free or heavily discounted tuition. NYU permanently waived its $55,000 annual tuition in 2018. Geisinger now offers free tuition for students who agree to practice within its health system. Kaiser's free tuition offer will go to its first five graduating classes. The pandemic may accelerate conversations about affordability, especially as financial stress stretches on. Dr. Stephen Scheinman, the dean at Geisinger, says a stronger reliance on remote learning could push the school's tuition down over time. NYU and about a dozen other U.S. medical schools are also part of a consortium studying how an accelerated medical school schedule, 3 years instead of four, affects learning, student finances, and licensing and placement for new doctors. Cutting a year of school would get doctors out into the field faster, saving them a year of expenses. More than a dozen U.S. medical schools, including NYU and each of the four medical schools in Massachusetts, along with many in the U.K., like the University of Cambridge and Oxford University, allowed their students to graduate early last spring to help with the pandemic response. In a worst-case scenario, the current ongoing spike could necessitate something similar.